We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For now, we talk with our friend Nora Duncan, who's the head of the state AARP. Nora, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Thanks for joining us at this early hour, though it's not early for us. AARP is very proactive as far as voting is concerned,
yeah.
Not with candidates, but issues. What concerns the Connecticut AARP the most in this campaign?
Well, there's, you know, the state and then the federal. And at the state level, we are definitely seeing a lot of concern and interest in issues related to home care and family and medical leave so that our vulnerable loved ones can
right.
both stay at home as they age or as they're maybe recovering from something rather than going to institutional care.
Absolutely.
A lot of support for shifting dollars from the institutional care to home care so that more people can be served in the setting they want to be served and for less money for each person. Then there's a lot of support for paid medical leave so that people mm-hmm. don't have to lose revenue or lose their job
right.
in order to take care of their loved ones. And then our retirement security program has gotten a lot of support from people of all ages, over 50 and under 50. And this is a program that passed in 2016 and will help the 600,000 workers who currently don't have payroll deduction offered at work into a retirement savings
right,
vehicle,
right, right.
that opportunity.
Hey, Nora, let me ask you this, too, and it was in the news this morning. That is that apparently electric rates are going to be going up again, the standard offer. I mean, that's always been a concern of AARP.
Yeah, it has. It really has. And it, you know, and it's because the amount of the percentage of your income that you have to spend on energy
yeah.
is more if you're on a fixed income, like living on Social Security and maybe a small retirement savings or a small right. pension. That is an issue that's of big concern to, again, people of all ages, because energy is not an option. I can't get, you
no,
know, I can't say,
can't.
Well, I'm going to skip that one.
No.
And I want to be careful also about, and you know what, we should probably talk about this after the election.
We
but
will.
The, you know, being very conscientious and careful as a consumer to read the fine print on the third-party suppliers.
Oh, God.
Because it's not necessarily and almost never the answer that's going to save money. So just be super careful when making those choices. We have a presentation that we take on the road and ask people to bring their electric bills in, and it's almost always the case that people are saving nothing or very, very, very little in those
right.
programs, and oftentimes paying more because you have to pay such close attention. So don't sort of, you know, just fall into that trap. Do the research.
Nora, what does AARP do locally to help people get out to the polls?
Well, actually, we don't do a lot of driving people around or riding. What we do is a lot of education around, you know, making sure that if you can't get there yourself, you look at an absentee ballot opportunity. There are services in most towns that seniors can take advantage of. We encourage, you know, folks to ask their neighbor if they're elderly, if they need a ride to the polls. But you know what? One thing I have found is that people over age 50 don't seem to ever fail to get their vote out.
No, they don't.
No, exactly.
Yeah. No, no.
And so, you know, we really are traditionally the largest and most consistent voting bloc, and I think that will ring true in this election today as well. But I am encouraged to see these, you know, historically high registration rates throughout Connecticut and the country.
Yeah.
It means that more people are paying attention, and when more people are paying attention,
it's good.
You know, that's what works for all of us.
Hey, Nora, I want to ask you one other thing, and that's Social Security.
Yeah.
And as you know, John Larson has come up with a plan. Have you looked at it? Have you talked to him about it? But it seems to make some sense.
Yeah. So Congressman Larson has, I have spoken to him about it. He has had many folks in our national office who do more of the federal policy take a look at it. And AARP has not endorsed any specific plan,
okay,
but are really encouraged to see someone like Congressman Larson making such a huge issue out of this. We still want to see a separate conversation about Social Security and Medicare, which are earned benefits. You know, we paid for these to have them. Sometimes you hear folks call them entitlements, which makes it sound like, you know,
it's
I'm getting something for nothing, which is not the case. But to have a conversation about these issues that is separate and apart from the other deficit issues and not to blame the deficit on just Social Security and Medicare. So Congresswoman Larson's leadership on this is really important, and I'm really glad to have someone from Connecticut shedding, you know, so much light on this and paying so much attention. And depending on the outcome of today's election, I mean, possibility it'll get even more attention.
Oh, we will see.
We're going to see a lot by the end of the day.
Thanks, Nora. Appreciate it. We'll talk
to you
soon.
Thanks.
All right, take care.
Nora Duncan, the head of the state AARP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.